This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, Precision Pulley and Idler, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Van Haften Racing, Lucas County Health Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do our public safety volunteers do what they do? In the eighth part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. So, Doug, how many years have you been chief?
I want to say this will be going on 11.
11 years. How long have you been fighting fires?
Oh, I got on in 1972, so 44.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Well, Randy, how long have you been captain?
Probably 7 or 8 years as captain, and I've been on the department 31.
So you guys are talking, you're getting close to 80 years of fire experience,
it really, 75. Yeah, it's really amazing when you look at a few weeks ago, we had a situation where the Iowa Firemen's Association came here and presented us with plaques with firemen over 20 years of service. And we had eight of us that was over 20 years of service, and the least was 25 years.
So it's like if you've only been around 10 years or so, you're just a kid. You're just somebody just getting started.
Well, I don't know about that, but yes, that would be true. And young blood is always good to have. It's good to have a mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does a captain do? I understand what a chief does, sort of supervises the whole thing, but a captain, what responsibilities come with that?
Well, the main thing that changed is in the absence of the other two, chief and assistant chief, then I become the IC just by default of a particular scene or a call. On the larger calls, when we're all there, then I'll play a role of maybe I'll just take a part of the call and that'll become mine. Like, for instance, if we have guys entering, I will become entry command while Doug is the IC, or maybe I'll oversee truck operations or something like that. So it's just a variety of roles that happen just based on having the rank and the others not being there.
And so IC, that's
incident command of a particular incident.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you by Benz & Sons Tree Service, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pizza Hut, Marion County Auto Body, J. Olson State Farm Agency, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Public Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, DMB Supply, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Verduft Agency, and Melcher Dallas Schools.
I continued my conversation with Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. Now, I remember one cold day a few years ago, big building on the west side of town, there was a fire over there, and you had people on different sides, and you had different stations. Is that what we're talking about?
That's right.
It was some manufacturing building.
Right. But that's right. That's exactly what we do. We have one incident commander that's in charge of all the operations, and then there are people under that person that reports back. So not everybody is on the radio at one time.
Okay.
In other words, if I'm incident command and Randy's on the back side of the building and I want to know what's going on back there, I call him. He tells me what's going on, how the situation looks, that sort of thing.
You can't see from, you can't see everything.
Because one of the things, Bob, all these years that I've been on the department, what probably bugs me the most, my number one thing is my firefighters' safety. That's number one. And so I want to know what's going on. But to be a true incident commander, you need to stay in one location. And I have to be told by my firefighters sometimes, get back there where you belong. Because I want to go right up to the building. I want to go around that backside to see what's going on with the guys around the backside. And to do it properly, that isn't what you do today.
Okay, so give us some sense of how many calls you went out on in the past year. Can you, have that information?
Yeah, roughly. Roughly we had, with city and rural, because you realize we take care of both the rural communities here as well as city, we had a total of 171 calls this year, both city and rural.
171, that's about one every other day.
You're a better mathematician than I am, but... Yeah, pretty close. And the thing is they go in spurts. It isn't like we get one every other day or every 3 days. There was one month on rural in November, we had no calls for the rural department in November. This past year, we didn't have any calls, which is pretty amazing.
More in depth. After this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Dowie Pest Control, Knoxville Farm and Home, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Marion County Rural Water. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Mike's Towing, Red Rock Electric, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Hewitt Service Center, New Leaf eSigs, and Barn Builders.
I continued my conversation with Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. Now, what kinds of calls? Do you have any further breakdowns like that?
Yeah, breakdown-wise... for fire calls, and that involves not only just a fire, but also a CO2 detector going off, a smoke detector going off that we have to respond to see what's going on. Both city and rural, we had 82 of those. As far as false alarms, we had a total of 5, which was not too many this year, which was really, really good. And then as far as accidents, we go with the Pella Community Ambulance Service whenever there's an accident that's out in the outskirts of Pella for extra help, manpower, traffic control, whatever it might be, and that we had 26 of this year.
And a lot of those are on 163, I presume.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say, Randy?
Yeah. Those were the highest speed accidents, so those typically are the ones that are the most dangerous. But the rural roads, they get some too, and we get called out to some rural locations where freak things happen out there on the gravel roads. So that too.
Somebody driving in the middle of the road and coming up on a hill and doesn't see the dust.
Or farm equipment and trucks and things like that can all play into it. So
now this time of year, what are you concerned about? What kind of calls might you get?
Ice rescue becomes a concern this time of the year. We just trained on that in early January. We have ice suits where we actually go out onto the ice and into the water to rescue people. We've never actually done a live one on ice, but we're trained for it. And when the ice is thin, the ice is either starting to form or you get these warm spells. When ice goes weak and people think it's thick enough and then they're on it, why then sometimes they go through, and when you do, you're in trouble. Your time is brief with the hypothermia setting in. So we have to be ready for that. That's about as non-fire as you can get, but that's more of a rescue situation then.
And I bet that's a scary call when you hear it, somebody's through the ice.
It would be. Like I said, we've not had that, but thankfully most people are pretty smart about it. But we do have to be ready.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Knoxville Raceway, Iowa State Savings Bank, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Clinic, Motor and Auto Group, McCorkle Hardware, Plum Supply, D-Rails Details, the Newton Police Department, and PCM Schools.
I continued my conversation with Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. Any other concerns this time of year?
Chimney fires would be a concern. I know Knoxville Rural had one here a while back where a chimney they felt caused the house to catch on fire. We've been fortunate this year. We have not had any chimney fire calls. And I don't know what that's related to. I'm hoping it's that the people are cleaning their chimneys out every year, that that's creating that less of a problem because of taking a good look at your chimney. The other thing could be that maybe less people are burning wood than they did a few years ago. You know, there was a situation also where a family lost four of their loved ones, a mother and three children, because they had a space heater on the back porch trying to keep an animal warm, and they ended up losing their life because of it here in Iowa a couple weeks ago. So using space heaters in a house along with kerosene heaters or that sort of thing when the weather gets cold, really not something that people should be doing. I know that maybe sometimes they don't have the option, but if they don't, they should really be very, very careful about where they're setting that space heater. But sometimes it doesn't even have to be sitting close to a combustible. That space heater can pull enough wattage through that cord, and if the cord is weak, it'll cause the cord to melt, and then that's where the fire comes. It doesn't actually come from a combustion side of it.
And so how many guys are on the department?
We have 27. That's a full department with 27.
So that's all you need?
That seems to work pretty well. So, yeah, I'd say so.
All right. And so what's the feeling being on a fire department? What's it feel like?
Well, the best part about it, and that's the part that keeps guys like Doug and I around so long, is the camaraderie between brothers firefighters. If it was just the work, I probably wouldn't still be here because at my age I can't do it as well as the young guys. And certainly can't do it as long as they do. But it's the camaraderie of the guys working together. This is the best group of guys you'll ever run across. We work together well. We're friends. We socialize. We just have a lot of fun as well as do a difficult job. So without a doubt, it's the people that keep me here.
Well, yes, definitely. Doing a service to the community is one of the major things I think we all talk about when we talk about being firefighters. The camaraderie, as Randy said, is phenomenal here on this department. Anybody would take anybody's back. I would not be afraid to go inside of a burning structure with any of the guys on the department because I know they've got my backside, and that's a very important thing. And as we were talking about earlier, my main thing, one of Randy's main things, anybody that's in charge of this group of men, is we want them all to come back to this station after the fire, and we want them all to go home. That's number one. So when we're at a scene, the first thing we're doing is we're looking to make sure that nobody's getting in trouble. The other thing that I might want to point out is we have just now put on two new firefighters, and another firefighter got on a year ago, and now they're in the process of doing their Firefighter 1 training, which is something that we say that they need to have In a couple years' time from the time they get on the department, because it trains them in the way, the proper way to fight a fire. And they're in the process of doing that now. So that takes a lot of training hours. I think they're going to do it for 2 months, 3 nights a week.
What's the role of your families? How do your families feel about this?
Families definitely have to make sacrifices for us to be on. Most of them understand. There are times when it doesn't work so well if you have to leave an event, something planned, particularly when it involves your children and things like that. And if you can't be here, you can't be here, and we understand that. But that's a good point, Bob, that families definitely sacrifice for their dad or husband to be on this department, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Randy said it well. There's just a feeling of family even with them. I mean, we get together, we do a camp out in the summertime as a whole family organization. We get the kids, the wives, we all get together. We try to keep it as much of a family atmosphere as we can. We love for our kids to come here. We love for our grandkids to come here. They like coming here, so that's just one other way that they feel they can be a part of this fire department.
Do you have like one or two sentences of advice that you want to give to a young firefighter?
I would say just to be observant, especially a new firefighter, be observant of what is going on. When the fire happens, I always try to tell them, we don't want you, we can't have you in the front lines because we want you trained before you're there. But the best thing you can do is to be very observant of the firefighters that have been on the department for several years. You'll learn a lot from them as a hands-on as well as classroom training.
One of the phrases that they use in training is that never let yourself get further in or further ahead of your training. In other words, don't get any involved in the fire any deeper than what you're trained. So as your training increases, your involvement can too. But we, around here, the new guys, we sort of keep them in a background and secondary role until we're sure that they're properly trained and experienced enough to go into, say, a burning structure and so forth.
Thanks to Doug Van Gorkum and Randy Bogard for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.